Hi, I'm Janae Parson. We're here in Desert Hot Springs, and this is my sister.
Hi, I'm Janelle Parson. There's not a lot of siblings that I see in the world that, you know, are as close. And I'm just grateful that I have someone like her, because I feel like when it comes to other people, she's the only one that truly understands me. So it's amazing to have someone that close to you. I love that she's a great listener. She gives great advice. You can talk to her about anything. She's very funny. She seems to be like, she doesn't have much personality, but she does. She has a lot. She's amazing to talk to. She's very weird in the way that I think it's cool.
It's this weird thing. I look like my mother, but have the personality of my dad. And she looks like dad, but has the personality of mom. So it's weird. I'm the quiet one. Dad's the quiet one. We basically get our night and days from our parents. So that's where we get it from. How our parents are best friends, they still click, because it's like they say opposites attract. So it's the same way me and my sister click. It's like a yin and yang.
Fashion is my second best friend. Fashion and dressing helps me express myself as well.
And what you're feeling inside.
Yeah, it depends on my mood. Like, if you're happy, so like, you can change your fit into a happy fit, or like, you can do anything. It helps me express the person I am. It's like, when people walk up to me, they feel like, okay, I know what type of person she is, the way she dresses. And it's very funny, but yeah.
I used to love watching Annie. I would sing Tomorrow all over the house, would try to dress like the orphan Annie that she was. I loved everything about it. I loved the whole musical style. That was what got me into singing. That's what kind of got me into making music, is hearing that and wanting to see what I could do, trusting myself, becoming friends with myself, and seeing what kind of limits I can express.
I just kind of just went along and became myself, and I'm still discovering things along the way. I have a fake brand that I made up myself called Fantoy. I like the way fantasy sounds, and I like the way toy, the word, it looks, so I just put it together. And sometimes I'll go in my journal and I'll pretend like I have the brand, and like, they're asking me, fake people, to draw, like, okay, what outfits I'm gonna put together for my brand. And, you know, they're telling me to put something together, and I'll draw it, you know, even if it never goes anywhere. It makes me feel like I'm not alone.